Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, what'd you learn from this past weekend? We've opened up phone lines if you want to weigh in. There's an open line or two, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Something from our football weekend or even our golf weekend that you learned and you want to share with everybody. I'll share mine and Max will share his in just a moment. But first, I do want to tell you about Window Nation's deal going on right now. October is here starting tomorrow, and so will the return of chilly air seeping into your home. That is, if you've got old, stuck, or cracked windows. Eliminate annoying drafts once and for all with top-quality replacement windows from Window Nation. Window Nation has some of the best replacement windows out there that you can buy. Their installation crews finish the job in a day or less, so you can get back to your daily routines with minimal interruption. Window Nation offers a lifetime warranty on their windows, so you can relax knowing your home is protected far into the future. And this month, when you buy two windows, you'll get two for free. Plus, there's no limit to how many windows you can replace with the buy two, get two free offer. And your total price includes one day installation. They'll also give you the option of paying nothing for 2 years. No down payment, no payments, and no interest until the year 2027. That's a big deal with the holidays right around the corner. Put an end to your window problems before this beautiful fall weather ends. Call Window Nation at 866-90-NATION or head to windownation.com. All right, what do we learn from this past weekend? Couple of things for me. I didn't learn this. It was just confirmed because I actually thought Penn State was going to beat Oregon on Saturday night. They were a smell test pick for me. One of the six losses, 10-6-1 over the weekend. James Franklin just isn't a good enough coach for Penn State. I understand their success. I understand how much they've accomplished. That loss on Saturday night in overtime dropped Franklin's record against AP top 10 opponents to 4-21 at Penn State, including, get this, 1-18 against top 10 Big Ten teams. That's almost impossible to pull off if you are a Penn State. 1-18 against top 10 Big Ten teams with him at Penn State. Of course, the fans in Happy Valley, they've been frustrated for quite a while. And once again, you know, fire Franklin chants rung out, especially when they were down 17-3 in the fourth quarter. They had a miraculous comeback. They took a 24-17 lead in overtime, but they ended up losing 30-24. Franklin said about the loss and about the reaction from the fans, quote, "I get that narrative, and it's really not a narrative. It's factual. It's the facts," referring to his record against AP top 10 top 10 teams. He said, hold on for a second. He said, "I try to look at the entire picture and what we've been able to do here, but at the end of the day, we've got to find a way to win those games. I totally get it, and I take ownership. I take responsibility," closed quote. But I would say he's now 160 160 winning percentage against AP top 10 teams, which is tied for the third worst record by a coach with a minimum of 25 games against top 10 teams at a single school since the AP poll began in 1936. I think if Penn State doesn't come back and at least get to where they got to last year, which was the national semifinals, which was a big deal for him in that playoff and getting to that round of the postseason. But I don't know, man. I think it's what you're stuck with James Franklin if you're going to go that route. The other thing I learned from this past weekend is that Ty Simpson, along with Carson Beck, are my two favorite pro prospect quarterbacks for the upcoming draft. I don't think this is going to be a stellar top of the draft. You're going to see quarterbacks taken, you know, very high, many of them. But I think Ty Simpson is the whole package. Now, I don't think he's an elite level NFL quarterback, but he is smart. He is tough. He can make every single throw. He is mobile. He's 6'2.5", 6'3". I like Ty Simpson, and I like this Alabama quarterback. I really like Ty Simpson. It's interesting because after they lost to Florida State, I came in here, you know, that next week when we were previewing, I think, week two, because that was Labor Day weekend, and I said, I don't think he was the problem in that game. Their defense was the problem in that game. I thought Ty Simpson was pretty good in that loss in Tallahassee. Bama plays Vandy this week. They still have games against LSU and Oklahoma down the road. I think Bama with Kalen DeBoer, they're going to bounce back off that season-opening loss.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And they're going to end up being a playoff team because they have one of the best quarterbacks in college football. Carson Beck is the other one for me. I know that there are issues with his personality, and so those are the things we don't, you know, spend a lot of time on because we're not exactly sure what these guys are in a meeting with NFL, you know, front offices and what the, you know, due diligence will unveil. I know this, though. He can make every throw, and that game Saturday night against Florida State in Tallahassee is a huge game for the Noles, for sure, after they lost to UVA. Max, what did you learn from this past weekend?
So I'll start off with college football over the weekend. Mississippi State strikes me as a very for real team. I think they're going to be competitive down the stretch.
They lost in overtime to Tennessee.
Yes, I know. Yeah. But I do think that they're going to fill that role that kind of the Florida Gators had last year down the stretch where like they beat Ole Miss and knocked them out of the playoff. I think you know, Mississippi State is going to be that team this year, so keep an eye on them.
To knock Ole Miss specifically out?
No, just to knock somebody. Okay. Not sure who, but
yeah, they've got Texas, they've got Arkansas, they've got Georgia, and they've got Ole Miss all on the schedule the rest of the way.
Yeah, so there's going to be at least one team in there that they got
A&M this weekend.
That might be a good one. All right, and then moving to the NFL, I think the Saints, they're not good, but they are frisky. Ooh. They're in games. They make them fun. They could have feasibly won that game against the Bills at the end, but, you know, the Saints are the Saints, and Kellen Moore.
They were down two in the fourth quarter.
I know. I don't know how, you know, Kellen Moore just, he fails to manage the game is really how I'm going to put it. And then moving to the West Coast, the Rams, they're a legit contender. I think that they... Blake Corum splitting carries with Kyron Williams is going to be a huge welcome addition to that backfield. Kind of takes the workload off of Williams a little bit. I know he's been dealing with injury the past couple years, especially later in the season when he's been getting really banged up. So I think this is going to be helpful to keep him fresh. And then my last one, Brian Callahan is not going to make it through the rest of the season. I think he's going to get the Nate Hackett treatment. Like Cam Ward coming out and saying, oof, I'll keep it a buck, we ass, is really all you need to say. I think Brian Callahan, and last night, man, I don't know if it's recency bias, but Zach Taylor did not look competent either. And Jamar Chase,
it looks
let
like
everybody
he's losing
know
the team a little bit. Jamar Chase, by the way, I thought at times was unprofessional last night.
Quite a bit.
For the highest paid receiver in the league and a true gift, a gifted player, he was in full diva mode last night. He really was. I thought that he looked like he gave up on multiple plays. By the way, you mentioned Tennessee. I'm telling you, this dude that I'm going to mention has been one of the best and is still one of the best. And he may have had the highlight sack of the weekend on Sunday against C.J. Stroud in Houston. Jeffrey Simmons is an absolute interior beast.
He's an animal.
Of a lineman. He is so good, and he's wasting away in Tennessee. All right, I see some of you on hold. We've got an open line if you want to jump in. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. What'd you learn from this past weekend? We'll take your calls next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.